Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi everyone, it's Gavin G, the best thing since the colour blue, and you're listening to The Therapy Suite right here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I talked to Rachel Cadrol. We'll be discussing holistic wellness. Rachel, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Really well. Thank you so much, Gavin, for having me.
It's a pleasure. Rachel, talk to us a bit about yourself and, you know, how you got to where you are now.
Of course. So I am the CEO and founder of Rachel Cadrol Events and a Reiki practitioner. And how this came about was birthed from my personal experiences. In 2014, I was experiencing level 10 pelvic pain that happened all of a sudden. I woke up with that kind of pain and I tried very hard to bury it and act like it didn't exist. But it continued to manifest into more and more and more pain. And so eventually I would go to doctor after doctor after doctor. I would be put on medication after medication after medication. And to the point that I was 24, taking 24 pills every single day to try to manage my pain. And I had a breakthrough moment when I had a discussion with a friend. And she was just like, what are you doing? What's life going to be like when you're 50 or when you're 60? And what kind of pills will you be taking then? And in that moment, I really was at rock bottom and I decided that I was going to take back my life. I was going to take back my health and I was going to live in my own terms and decide what my health was going to look like in the future. And I did that. And now with my holistic events, I hope to do that for other people. I hope to empower them and to reignite their own ability to heal themselves. And I also do that as a Reiki practitioner.
That's amazing. Just for our listeners, I think the best thing to say is always get advice around medication and, you know, from your GP. And if you're thinking about adjusting medication or stopping it or doing whatever, I think it's wise to always get advice from your GP. Did you, Rachel, get advice from your GP around it? Or did you kind of just think, right, you know what, I'm, you know, going to stop it?
For me, it was a personal decision to take myself off all of my medications very suddenly. And I always agree with what you just said. You should never do that. You should always consult your doctor. It was just, for me, I had gone round and round with all of my doctors. I tried this, I tried that. I was like, oh, this isn't working. And then they would tell me that the side effects I was having was not actually real for that prescription. And I said, well, I took myself off of 2 weeks and then I started it again and those came back. So how can you argue that that's not related? And so at that point I was just really frustrated and tired of kind of being spinning in circles around the system. And so I just said, this is it. I have to do this for myself because I don't see a way out of it without making the decision on my own.
Absolutely. And obviously you're doing great.
which is
brilliant. What sparked your passion for holistic health and how did you turn that passion into the amazing community you lead today?
What sparked my passion was my story. When I was rock bottom and I chose to take back my health, it reignited like my belief in myself and my belief in that my body can heal on its own. And if I pour in the right things, if I eat the right things, if I think the right things, if I take care of my energy, if I take care of my spirituality, if I take care of myself physically, mentally, all of those things, then I could take back my health. And really, the biggest catalyst that drove my passion was in the middle of my despair, when I really thought I was never going to get better. When I went down my holistic route, one of the first things I did is I decided to go to counseling. And she asked me, why are you here? That was the first question on the first day. And I told her, I have to accept that I'm never going to have a child. I have to accept that the pain that I experience in my pelvic floor and my hips is never going to go away. And that means that I can never have a child. And the reason that this became my catalyst is because now I'm 2 months away from having a six-year-old.
Oh, and congratulations. Okay.
Thank you. And it was really, truly an experience I thought I'd never have. And when that came, when I got pregnant and then I was able to give a natural birth, it was like a full circle moment. And I was like, other people deserve to have this experience. Other people deserve to understand the power that they have within themselves to direct their health.
Fantastic. I think it's brilliant. Gosh, you've really done like an amazing thing, haven't you? I mean, I don't know how you did it all. Obviously, we kind of do know, but you know, but we'll go into more of that. What does holistic wellness mean to you, and why do you think it's important in today's world?
Holistic wellness means to me that there are five core bodies that are being addressed in your health. And that is going to be emotional health, spiritual health, your energetic health, your physical, and your mental. And why is that important? Because to me, when I'm looking at all the stats that are rising throughout the world, people that are being put on anxiety and depression medication, and children that are choosing to commit suicide or attempt suicide because they are not emotionally supported, or they don't have the toolkit to really go through the highs and lows of life, and their mental state is just at the lowest of the low, and they're constantly bombarded by people that are tearing them apart, is that they don't have the toolkits that they need to be able to prosper, to be able to grow, to be able to live a high quality life. And all of those pillars are really important to having the most healthful, the highest quality life. And it's important because if we don't spend time addressing all five of those pillars, is that then you're missing out. Like if you have really good physical health and you have really good emotional health, maybe mentally you're still in the dumpster. You're still like, you still don't feel like you're enough, or you still feel that you could be better, or you need to learn more, or you need to be stronger, or you need to run faster, or all those things. And those things, having those thoughts, they're toxic and they limit us and what we're capable of doing and the person that we're capable of becoming. And that goes from children all the way to adults. And I think it's incredibly important for today's society to understand that we need to incorporate the whole person.
Absolutely. Can you tell us a bit about holistic wellness, and let's talk about the mind, how that works?
Yeah. So for me, I always draw on my own personal experiences. I, in the past and currently, and that I've learned different tools and different strategies to cope with, I've had depression and anxiety. And when you're in one of those flares, when you're in an anxiety flare and your mind is racing about all the potential things that could happen, or all the things you need to be prepared for in case they do happen, or when you have a child involved, all the things that could happen to them, it feels endless and it feels bottomless, where it's just like it's going to be more and more and more and more and more. And what you have to very intentionally take control of those thoughts, where, okay, this could happen, something could happen to my child, but what am I doing right now to make sure it doesn't? Maybe for me, my anxiety appears at night. So, okay, are all my doors locked? The first step in securing the house. Is she in a safe environment? Is she in her room? Is there things in place to secure her safety? And reminding myself of those, that okay, I have a large dog. She's going to alert me if anything is going on around my house. And I've locked the door. So that's the best I can do. I've made sure the garage is shut. Those types of things. And focusing on really what we want. What do we want in the future? Right now we have all these thoughts. But if we're intentional about, okay, what we really want is we want to feel safe. We want to feel secure. And putting that into our minds and into our focus releases all the anxiety that we're feeling about all the things we can't control and puts the focus on what we can control. And that helps bring down our nervous system. It helps us focus on what we want. And it also creates a more positive environment. So then we can make more rational decisions and decisions that are better for us. Because, well, what studies have shown is that if you're in flight mode, and you don't know what to do, and you're super anxious, and your mind is racing, that if something did happen, that you needed to protect yourself in some sort of way, then you're not making the best decision because you don't have a clear mind. Your mind is not calm. And so I think spending time understanding how the mind works and being intentional about our thoughts can make a large difference.
Absolutely. And managing well-being, absolutely, as we know, is absolutely crucial, you know. How about holistic therapy and the physical side of things, exercise and that kind of thing?
Holistic therapies and exercise and physical things. So for me, I think that sometimes this one is a given. Like everybody in, or the things that I hear from other people is that, like, oh, of course we should take care of our bodies, of course we need to take care of our physical health. Oh, okay, we're active, you know, you want to go play tennis or run or swim as you get older because you want to be there for your children. It tends to be a hot topic of like physical health, and so I find that more people are doing it, but then the question for me is really about, why are they doing it? Are they doing it because society is telling them that they should? Or are they doing it because they truly believe within themselves that they need to take care of their body and they're worth it?
Absolutely. In doing holistic therapy, can someone that's maybe low confident practice it? I'm just trying to think about the confidence level. Do you get some of your clients whereby they're not as confident in moving forwards with holistic therapy?
Oh, absolutely. And to be really very honest, this was me. When I started my journey, my mom worked in the health field. She was not excited about me going down a holistic path. And I was very confident about what they were going to give to me. Like, my three big concerns were they trustworthy? Were they actually going to do what they said they were going to do? Were they going to protect my privacy? Were they going to dive too deep into things I didn't want to go to? I was very worried about if they were trustworthy. And then also the placebo effect. My mom kept saying, or my sister kept mentioning, oh, well, you know, it's probably just in your mind. You've convinced yourself that this is going to work, so it's going to work. And I was concerned about that. And then very much so with the confidence is actually, do they work? Was I actually going to get a result from experiencing the holistic therapy? And so I felt unconfident about my choice, but I also felt like it was the only choice I had left. I went down all the traditional routes. I took all the medications. I saw all the doctors. And so for me, I was that person that was really uncertain about, is this going to work for me? Can I go here? You know, I'm not really convinced. I'm not really sure I believe in holistic therapies. And it was really through my personal experience of seeing the changes I experienced in my life where I realized, like, this is real. This is true. And that it can help not only myself, but it can help other people.
Absolutely. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So, Rachel, thank you for that introduction about yourself and how you use holistic wellness. Can you tell us a bit about the moment when you realised you were making a significant impact through your work?
Absolutely. It always causes the hair on my skin to rise. It happened just last month, actually. I was at a retreat and I was doing group Reiki. And when I do group Reiki, I actually see things. So I see energies, I see colours, I see pain in people's body. And on this particular experience, something happened that I'd never experienced before. And that was where the patient's face was actually changing in real time for me. And it represented a more masculine version of her, and then her, and then the masculine version, her. And when we were done, I had asked her then about her relationship with her father, and that triggered a very, very emotional response, and it unraveled all the trauma that she had experienced as a child, all of the very negative connotations she had associated with him and their relationship. And when we were done, I knew I had brought something to the surface that needed to be addressed. And we continued with a retreat, and we kind of talked about it. She talked with others as well. And the next day she said something to me that I will never forget. She brought me into the room and she said, "Rachel, I just spoke to my husband about what happened last night. And I want you to know that I've never felt so light and so free, and that you released generational trauma for me, and you've completely changed my life." And that, like, even now, it still sits on my heart and makes me emotional, because that gift that I've been given is so precious and can impact so many. And just being able to hold space for her to be able to release that generational trauma and will stay with me forever.
Absolutely, absolutely. It must be some of the high points of what you do, isn't it, when you hear feedback like that about how much, you know, how much you've helped people. And it sounds, I'm sure you've had other feedback as well. You've had other feedback from people about what you do and how you help them.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Another one I've had is another recent person. She's actually in a wheelchair, and when I was doing the Reiki through her, with her online — this was an online one, not an in-person — normally the patient would lay down, but for this particular person that wasn't an option, and that's perfectly fine, and no concerns there. We got back when I was going through her scan, and where I was going through the different chakras and Reiki, one of the things that kept coming to me was her emotions with her parents, and that they were kind of conflicting. There were some things going on, and I also perceived like a rod in her back. Now, I did not know this. When I was giving her feedback at the end, her mouth just fell open, because she was like, "I have a rod in my back. I actually have one, and I am having conflicting arguments with one of my parents right now." And that it was like validating her experience and her emotions, and allowing just space to be held for those, so then she can release them, right? So that when she was experiencing a pain on her left side, specifically all the way down, because I could perceive it, and she said the next day that she that pain was pretty much gone, that there was no longer there. And again, it just speaks to the beautiful, unique gift that I've been given and the way that I can help people release their pain and release their trauma.
That's fantastic. Can you talk to us a little bit about holistic wellness and the spiritual side of things?
Oh, of course. This kind of goes back to what we spoke before when we were talking about if people needed to be confident or if they needed to believe in it beforehand, or if they had any questions or those types of things. And when I think about spirituality, I speak to my own experience, is I was a person that really was not spiritual prior to my journey. It was something that was like for other people. I kept it at an arm's length. It was other people did those things and other people thought those thoughts. And so if I'm speaking to somebody now that's like, oh yeah, I'm not really sure about that, and that all sounds great and all, but I'm not sure that that's a real thing, is I had those exact thoughts about spirituality. And what I realized over the last 18 months is that for me, when I think of spirituality, it's like my own intuition speaking to me and my own energy field interacting with my body. And I've experienced this many times over the last couple of years, and it's just leaning into what you're experiencing. And spirituality can be different in different realms. Like if we're talking about religious spirituality, it's something very, very different. If you're talking about holistic spirituality, it's just what I've said, is your connection with your intuition, your gut feelings, your energy around your body. Sometimes when you walk into a room and this person just doesn't feel quite right, or that this space doesn't feel quite comfortable and you can't really feel grounded there, there's a reason that those things are happening. And for me, it's tied into the spiritual realm of things.
Absolutely. What are some common misconceptions about holistic health that you'd like to address?
Some common misconceptions are that it's not going to work. It's just something you go for fun. It's like, oh, I'm going to go meet with my girlfriend, have some Reiki, get a coffee, and I'm going to feel better. This misconception that things aren't going to last, that they're not going to be, I don't want to say official, but like long lasting and permanent. And that, oh, okay, you had a great experience at this retreat and she released that generational trauma. Oh, but now it's going to come back because you're not there anymore. But that's really not true, is that it takes an enormous amount of energy and focus and intention and openness to release generational trauma. And that is not just going to creep back in the moment that she's not in my presence. It has dissipated, it's dissolved, and that it does work because, one, I'm a living proof that holistic therapies have worked for me, and I've seen it in real time with my clients.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, you've had some great feedback, as you mentioned, as well. What are some of the core challenges people face in their wellness journeys, and how does your approach address these?
This is a really good question. And again, I think of myself at the very beginning of my stage, at the stage of like the very, very beginning when I was going to go down my holistic path. And the things that have held me back are belief in myself. Is that, are these things really going to work? Is this really affecting my life? And doubt that okay, I've made it this far, but I might go backwards. Okay, I've done this for 3 months, but if I spend, like, if I take one misstep, then all of a sudden I'm back at stage one. And also toxic thoughts is that because I have mentioned previously in the show that I've had anxiety, I've had depression, and the hamster wheel of thoughts that goes on in those spaces is very, very toxic from my experience. And I want to address those. And how I address those, I put them all in a category over time. I've realized that they're all limiting beliefs. Like, you not believing in yourself is a limiting belief that you have. You doubting yourself, your ability to heal, limiting belief. Toxic thoughts are limiting beliefs. A misstep is going to derail the whole experience, the whole journey that you've been on is a limiting belief. And so how do I address those? I have a very, very specific program that's for releasing limiting beliefs and rewriting them. And that is coupled with mindset. It's coupled with Reiki. It's also coupled with colors and physical body sensations. So when we talk about I'll just think of one experience for me is I used to have the belief that I didn't deserve to make money as a business owner. And when I would think that, I would have this really heaviness in my stomach. It would just sort of like sit there and weigh me down. And one of the things that you do in my program is that you... First, we identify the limiting belief, but then through Reiki and personal reflection, you realize where are you having a physical sensation to this thought? Because there's always somewhere that you're experiencing pain, you're experiencing heaviness, something is going on in your body. And then, if for me, because I see things when I'm doing Reiki, is that I generally see that space. I can see the color that's associated with it, and we'll go down into like chakras and the differentiation of what colors mean. And then we'll release that limiting belief, and then we'll practice what do we need to do to rebuild a new belief and to anchor that in your body through sensation and through color.
Gosh, it sounds like there's quite a lot involved.
Yes.
Saying that, yeah, it sounds, because when you hear holistic therapy, wellness, etc., you think, oh, you do think mind, body, and soul and spirit, etc. But the amount of work needed to go in, obviously you get a lot back, but it sounds like there's a lot involved.
Yes, I would absolutely agree with that statement. It's, and I know the amount of work that's involved because I've lived that story. I've gone down that journey and I continue to go down it. Because when I was in that counseling room saying that I would never have a child, that's truly what I believed in every ounce of words that I was saying. And now to be where I'm at now with a 6-year-old and to have a business that focuses on holistic therapies, and I had to go down so many different roads and figure out so many different things to get where I am now. And it is a journey. It's not impossible. There's times it's going to be difficult, but it's worth it.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. What advice would you give to someone who is on the fence about exploring holistic wellness?
The advice that I would give is to just believe in yourself and to try it. Because when I was really on the fence about what I was going to do in my life, when I was taking the 24 pills and I was at rock bottom and deciding which direction I was going to go in, is I just wanted off the fence. I just chose to believe in myself that I could find, that I either knew already, I could research and all involve other people to help me down my journey. So if you're on the fence about holistic wellness, I suggest that you give it a try. You believe in yourself. Like, if there's 1 ounce of you that's calling you towards holistic therapy, it's a road that you should travel down. And that if you try it, it can open up so many more doors. And the thing is that some people think that, okay, I've tried one holistic therapy, it didn't work, none of them work, and they're all, thrown to the side, and I'm going back to the traditional path. My suggestion for you would be that I did that too. I tried one, it didn't quite work for me. But then what I ended up doing is I had a whole program that I designed for myself that included counseling, included acupuncture, included physical therapy, supplements, and cold water therapy, and massage. And that became the first program that I used to heal myself. And for me, I'm of the belief that not everything is going to work for everyone, but there's at least one modality that will work for you.
No, of course, of course. We're just going to another quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So, Rachel, how do you tailor your approach to meet the unique needs of each client?
I get asked this. And one of the ways that I do this is by taking you on just a little bit of a Reiki journey. And that is when you are lying in front of me or sitting in front of me, whatever it is, whether you're online or you're in person, is that I do a scan, and it's a body scan, and it's where I see the things visually. So if you, in your mind, if you see an x-ray and you see like the outline of a human form, and that's what I see when I'm doing my Reiki scan. And then what comes up for me is I'm going throughout your body from your head down to your toes, is that sometimes different memories, different experiences, different images, or different colors show themselves as I'm looking throughout your body. And if the intensity of the color identifies the intensity of the pain or the memory, if it's a lighter shade, then it's something that's not as significant. If it's the stronger shade, then it's more significant in your life. And so for me, everything is bespoke. Every memory that we spoke about, that we speak about, every thought that I say to you, every memory that comes into my head when I'm working with you is individualized, because it's memories that come through you to me and then out of me back to you. So what I mean by that is when I have one person I was working with, when I was seeing two images kind of going back and forth in a black and white visualization in my head, I've learned that over time that means arguing. There's some kind of significant arguing going on. And so when I say that, then they're like, oh yeah, I did have an argument. Or different parts of your body. So different sides of your body means masculine and feminine. You're also split like from back to front. So if you have something that's sitting towards the back of you, I had one person where I saw in the back of the stomach a black baby looking as memory or space image. And for me, I was very nervous about addressing it with her because that tends to be a very sensitive topic for women. And so I asked her, I said, it's in the past. Does that mean you've had a miscarriage? And she confirmed that it did, that she had a miscarriage. And so I'm not going to say that to like yourself or to some other random person. It has to show itself inside of your body. And that's why every single session that I offer is bespoke and individualized to the person.
Is it like a plan that you put together and you work with the person on?
As far as Reiki goes, well, when I was talking about the limiting beliefs, yes, it's a plan. But when we do Reiki, it's very intuitive. It's very much what your body is showing me at the time that I'm working with you. And it doesn't matter if we're in person or online. When I go into the state of being ready to perform and give Reiki, then it like opens up my eyes to be able to see things that I don't see normally through the day to day. And then I do the scan and everything is very intuitively led, like images, memories, experiences, they just come to me. And as I was taught by my teacher, is that it's not for you to decide if it's good things to share or not. It's that their energy, their memories is flowing through you. And you're just like a vessel in that moment that's telling them what's going on in their body. And so it's not for me to judge, it's just for me to share.
Of course, no, that's fair enough. How do you find strength and motivation in moments of anxiety, depression, grief, and what advice would you offer to others feeling the same?
When I think of motivation in times of anxiety and depression and grief, I always draw on my own experiences. Right now, just this past weekend, was my mother's first birthday since her passing. She passed last year in July.
Oh, sorry. And,
well, thank you. So it's that first experience. And if you've ever lost anybody in your life, all the first things feel absolutely impossible to overcome. Or to deal with, or you have anxiety or stress or dread leading up to that day, to that experience, the first time, and it's all the first experiences. And so just this past weekend, I had that first experience. And then people have asked me, how do I stay motivated or positive after? And it's, for me, it's remembering that whether it's anxiety, depression, or grief, is that it's an emotion that's flowing through you in that current moment. It doesn't mean that it defines you, that you're not a grieving person forever. You're not a depressive person forever or an anxious person forever. You are simply experiencing that emotion in that time and space. And that, coupled with my counseling that I'm also going to share with you guys, is that I envision myself on a moving train, so that I'm on this train, and right now, this past weekend, I was experiencing grief. And in that moment, I'm honoring all of my feelings around grief. But I know that I'm moving, I'm on this train, and in a couple of days, I'm not going to be so close to that experience again. And I'm going to be able to come back to myself and to be able to be intentional about my thoughts, that I want to honor my mother. I want to share her experiences and her love with other people. And by doing that, then that helps keep me motivated. It helps keep me stable as I'm going through these experiences. And when I think about depression and anxiety, I use exactly the same tactic, that in my life, when I've gone through two bouts of depression, and during those times, I keep reminding myself that in this moment, that's what I'm feeling, but I'm not going to be like this forever. And that if I can just do one thing today, especially on the very worst days, that maybe that's just eating, or maybe that's simply spending some time with my daughter, or actually taking the efforts to go meet with a friend or talk to them on the phone or share my emotions online or what I'm experiencing. To me, that's one moment that I'm choosing for that moment of time to be a little bit more motivated in my actions. And what I've learned is, like, one motivation day coupled with another motivation day coupled with a little, you know, another motivational step leads to a space where it's like, oh, okay, I'm not there anymore. I'm not in that, the strangles, like the clutch hold of depression. And it's the same thing with anxiety, is that for me, when I travel alone, I tend to have higher anxiety. And first, it's realizing that you have that experience, right? That you're actually tuned into your body, that this is what's going on right now. This is how I'm feeling. honoring those feelings, reminding myself that this is a temporary feeling. It's flowing through me, but it's not going to stay with me forever. Envisioning, where am I going? Okay, so flying to the UK. How is that going to go? What do I need to do? Oh, the ride to the airport is going to be fabulous. I'm not going to hit any traffic. I'm going to get there 2 hours early, so I don't have to worry about any of the stress of going through the airport. When I get to the UK, maybe I'll have to go through several trains to get to my ultimate destination. But I'm going to visualize myself saying, okay, you know, all this, they were all on time. Nothing was delayed. I got there in the perfect time that I wanted. And putting that into my brain and being intentional, one, it helps redirect my attention from anxiety to intention and focus. But then it also helps relax my nervous system and realize, okay, now I'm putting into my brain where I'm going and the good things that are about to come.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Rachel, where can people find out more about your services if they want to get in touch or they have a query or anything like that?
You can find me on Facebook. So, and I will hand this over to Gavin. It's Rachel Jennings Coudron. And that you'll have all my information there. Also, if you're interested in the retreat or the services I offer, you can go to rachelcoudronevents.com and you will find me there.
Brilliant. Rachel, thank you so much for your time today. It's been really useful.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed it.
Glad you have. And thank you to our listeners. You know where you can find me on Instagram at GavinJ417. Until next time, take care.